From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the best reporting we've seen on how Barack won and why Hillary lost. A conversation with Politico.com's Roger Simon.
But first, today is the 45th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. In that speech, he said, 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Tonight, 45 years later, an African-American Senator Barack Obama will formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination for president. I spoke earlier with New York Congressman Charles Rangel. He's been in Congress for more than 30 years and is a founder of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congressman Charles Rangel, welcome to Day to Day.
Good to be with you again.
Now, history has been made with the nomination of the first black man for president. And as someone who has broken your own color barriers, has been a leader for many, many years, what are you feeling today?
This, to me, is the most exciting thing that's happened since the possible exception of the Voting Rights Act. And I've been telling everybody that I marched with Dr. King in the 60s, 54 miles from Selma to Montgomery, and I cussed every step of the way. I said, what a big mistake. What am I doing here? Because I had no idea of the history-making value of that sacrifice, and that Lyndon Johnson would be persuaded to sign the Voting Rights Act. So I tell everyone, don't let that happen to you. Take a deep breath now, and no matter how little or how much you're doing in order to stop the moral hemorrhage that we've gone through for 8 years, realize that you're making history.
You did not support Obama back in the primaries. You were an early and ardent supporter of Senator Hillary Clinton's. And when you and I talked back in February, just before Super Tuesday, I want to play you what you told me about why you thought Senator Clinton was more qualified.
We were at war. We're at the pits in terms of our deficit. It's kind of rough for anyone to get on the job training. The real question, I find, is when you get to that desk, how many names do you have in the Rolodex? Who do you call?
Now, Congressman Charles Rangel, it sounded like you didn't think Obama was qualified then to handle the Iraq War or the financial problems here at home. Have you changed your mind?
I certainly have. There's no question in my mind after listening to Hillary and Bill and Biden and so many great Americans that I'm not the only one that has a great concern about the integrity and the national security of our country. He's proven to me, you know, I hate to belittle it to applying for a job, but his first application didn't overimpress me, knowing I had Hillary. But it was 18 million against 18 million, and he has weathered the storm and passed levels of competency that I haven't seen in recent history.
I want to talk a little bit about racial justice on the 45th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And our colleague Juan Williams has an op-ed in today's Wall Street Journal lamenting the fact that Barack Obama has not spoken more about racial injustice. And he says that Mr. Obama has a special responsibility. And he says Senator Obama is not just another presidential candidate, but he's a reflection of the nation's desire to heal its racial wounds. And he says he really wants to hear him talk more about things like reforming big city public schools, affirmative action, addressing the enormous poverty rate in black America. What do you think?
No, I truly believe that he doesn't have to wear his color on his sleeve. He wears it across his beautiful wife's face, his kids' faces, and wherever Barack goes throughout the country and the world, they're going to see a black guy walking in. I don't think that a hell of a lot has to be really said in terms of a lecture where America has gone wrong, because I really think his success is that people have given him a break and listened to him and then decided that they wouldn't hold his color against him, that he is just an intelligent leader of America that's had a really exciting background, and he just happens to be black.
Congressman Rangel, where will you be tonight when Senator Obama gives his speech?
I'll be at the stadium. My biggest problem is how the heck do I get out, but I'll be in there.
Congressman Charles Rangel, thanks again for speaking
with us. Have a great day.
You too. That's Congressman Charles Rangel of Harlem.